full of horrific history, information, and traditions, as well as chilling poems and stories. And now, the weirdo you've been waiting for, the Halloween Haunter!
Needs a little more spider plasma, Barry. I wish we could serve this to the kiddies, but parents are a bit paranoid these days. Well, better safe than sorry, I guess. Fixing this dish is making me hungry, so I think we'll talk about some haunted Halloween-style food. Much of this isn't necessarily for Halloween, but I like to think it's inspired by Halloween. Like my favorite breakfast cereal, Count Chocula. It was introduced with the nearly as yummy Frankenberry back in 1971. The Count is a friendly vampire who loves chocolate, and Frankenberry was apparently constructed to love strawberry flavor. Blueberry followed soon after, in 1973, with a delicious blueberry-inspired flavor. Don't forget about Fruit Brute, a fruit-loving werewolf whose cereal was available from 1974 until 1983. And Fruity Yummy Mummy, who came along with a similar cereal from 1987 to 1993. They were always competing for children's favor, but I think Count Chocula won. He's the easiest to find. It gets easier to find Franken and Boo this time of year, although you can find them in some places year-round. I wonder if they're brothers. They have the same last name. Another delicious but scary edible available year-round is the Haunted Hot Sauce family of products. They're zombie-themed hot sauces. Is that genius or what? You can enjoy Undertaker's Undead Hot Sauce with a mix of embalming fluid and tangy ground cadaver. That's what they say, at least. They also list cayenne and black peppers, vinegar, garlic, and spices as ingredients. Not to mention Mortician's Mold Hot Sauce and Ghoul Drool Green Hot Sauce. These are just some of the items available at hauntedhotsauce.com as I speak. And no, I have nothing to do with them. I do wish I owned the word haunted, but I don't. The Fancy Pants Jones Soda Company has Halloween flavors every year. The most popular recurring one is candy corn, which is very rich. Luckily, they're small cans. Other recurring flavors include sour lemon drop dead, buried pomegranate, and spooky wee. They have also featured dread apple, monster mojito, and blood orange. Other flavors have included strawberry slime, scary berry lemonade, caramel apple, one of my favorites, spider cider, buried alive, gruesome grape, black cat licorice, and dread licorice. Of course, many candy companies have Halloween versions of their candies, like Reese's Peanut Butter Pumpkins. But there are a few interesting ones, like the candy corn flavored Hershey's Kisses, which are a bit too much candy corn even for me. They share the shelf with pumpkin spice kisses and candy apple kisses, neither of which I've had the stomach to try. Have you? What are they like? And you can find all kinds of Oreos, including the Halloween orange cream variety. Speaking of cream, or is it creme? Krispy Kreme has had their pumpkin-faced donuts with orange icing. And you start seeing pumpkin ice cream in October too. What did I miss? Please discuss at halloweenhaunt.wordpress.com. where you can find links to our Facebook and Twitter pages as well.